proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
There's a story from Kenosha, Wisconsin, which, as everybody knows, I keep up with all of the Kenosha news.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm obsessed with it. So there was a guy who traveled from Racine to Kenosha, I guess, and was in a grocery store over the weekend. His name is Tyree Carter. He's 32. And they arrested him and charged him with one misdemeanor count of lewd and lascivious behavior because he was in that while he was in the Piggly Wiggly. According to the police, he was loving himself.
What?
In the store, and customers were reporting it. And as I'm reading through this story, they're doing all of the typical police spokesperson language and all that, where I want to know the thing of where he was in the store. I want the story, like you're telling somebody at a bar what he did.
Right.
You know, I don't want the individual was, inappropriately touching him. So the officer said an employee of the store allegedly spotted Carter acting suspiciously and tried to determine if he was stealing something. However, upon further investigation, the employee realized that Carter had, and this is one of those deals where you go, okay, well, he could have been doing something else or whatever, but they said he had hit eject, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, sure.
On the floor and left the store.
Oh, no.
They're like, hey, stop that. What are you doing? And then he's just like finished and then took off.
And then left.
Yeah. And authorities later identified him as the suspect and said he was taken into custody and blah, blah, blah.
Whoa. Whoa.
But was it in the produce section?
Yeah,
was
I would want to know that.
You know, in the international foods aisle? I mean,
sure. Paint me a picture.
Yes.
I'm not there in Kenosha. You got to do it for me. You got to paint the picture. I would have that same question, though. Seafood, produce, the dairy section. Probably not the dairy section. It's cold over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I picture produce for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think everybody would.
I don't know.
Melons, maybe?
He's like groping. I mean, it's not far-fetched. He's groping the melons.
He got a couple of cantaloupes in his sight. Yeah.
And he's a 30-year-old
32,
guy?
Yeah.
That's too young to be that perverted. You know what I'm saying? I always am always fascinated by that. Why do you have such perversion at such a young age where you can go fulfill whatever sexual fantasies you have, but you have to go spank it in a grocery store?
I mean, what is why is it just a misdemeanor? Shouldn't that be a felony?
I would assume so.
Because I guess it depends on who saw him. If there were kids in there that saw him, I guess that pumps it up to being a felony.
Well, tampering with food is a felony. You remember all those people that were spitting in ice cream and licking ice cream? Mm-hmm. Those were felonies. So if you're doing that in a grocery store.
Okay, well, then that would say that he's probably in some one of the canned food aisles.
Yeah, wouldn't be the open fruit.
Yeah.
They were like, if you had done it over by the the Granny Smiths.
Just be glad you didn't do it by the butter beans.
Yeah. Could have been a lot worse for you, buddy.
Uh-huh.
What a freak.
Or the rotisserie chickens.
You're not kidding. The hot bar. Yeah. That is crazy.
I want to know, did he go there for that reason or did something spark it while he was there and he just couldn't control himself? Yeah. Or was he going because of the excitement of that turns him on?
Yeah, probably that.
I could go to the grocery store. You know, I got the day off. What am I going to do? It's cold out.
Go to the Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, just go down to the Piggly Wiggly.
Rub one out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that he's like, hey, well, the deli woman was making eyes at me in that hairnet. Just something about it. couldn't wait.
I mean, did he see the cover of a magazine, maybe? In the store, do they still sell magazines?
Sure.
They do, don't they?
Yeah. Those soap digests or something.
Yeah, it would have. I would think it was a. It would be the goal of, I'm going to go to the grocery store and do this.
Yeah, today. And there's something about leaving it there, hoping that somebody, there's got to be some element of like needing it to be seen by other strangers.
Or the person who spotted him frightened him because maybe he wasn't planning on doing it that way and on the floor. Who knows? But then
oh, and he spooked him. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he just, and then took off running. Hey there, what are you doing?
Stop right there. But she said in that police report, they thought he was stealing. So it sounds like they might have seen him with his hand in his pants, but not fully exposed.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is he doing? Trying to stuff stuff down the front of his short or his pants?
Yeah.
But no, he was probably, ugh, what a freak. Find a way to charge him with a felony. We can't tolerate that. That shouldn't be a slap on the wrist. That's prison. You got to go to prison for that.
Yeah, you're slapping it.
You can't do that in public.
Slapping him on the wrist.
Yeah.
But think of his family.
What about him?
So where's Ty? How's Tyree doing? Mm. Well, he's in jail right now. What's he in jail for? I'd say he was trying to rob the Piggly Wiggly.
Anything. Murder. Really. Anything else.
He kicked a kitten into an electric fan.
Sure. Ay,
ay, ay. Anything would be better than that, right?
Like, well, most things, unless...
I guess, yeah.
I don't know if you... Yeah, that's bad. Because that's even worse than getting caught, making the relations in public, how trashy that is.
Yeah.
But still, this is even worse than that.
It's disgusting. It's pathetic, you know. It's just too young to be that perverted. Yeah. What is that?
But I got to go to the grocery store today, huh? I might find out what he was talking about.
Sure.
You never know.
Oh, that reminds me. I went to the grocery store the other day, and on one side of the entrance, they had it shut down and blocked off, taped off and everything because it was a construction crew there, and they were replacing all the ceiling in that area. And I walked by there because I had to walk in front of them to go around to the other entrance, and I heard one of those burly, masculine construction guys yell to the other guy, yeah, well, I mean, I ain't going to be here for that. I got a hair appointment at noon.
A hair appointment?
Oh, my God.
Hey, girl.
I was like, I don't think I've ever heard that on a job site.
No, sir. When you're replacing the ceiling, you got a hair appointment at noon. So I can't, and I can't cancel again.
she's going to lose her mind if I cancel again.
Did he have nice hair?
He was wearing a hard hat and a do-rag, the whole thing. Yeah. Oh. Like, just got a hair appointment. Just surprised me. Yeah, no, I ain't going to be here for that. I got a hair appointment at noon. I told you.
They're all planning lunch. He's like, I got to go.
Uh-huh.
Got to get my hair set.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting the highlights today. She's going to try to talk me into low lights, though, and I ain't paying for that.
It's Extra, Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.